It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're together again. Good. Here's a bag, a paper bag. It's very lightweight. Very light. I'll shake it, see if you can have any idea what might be in it. Two things in it. I'll show you. See that? What they are? They're taffy. Yeah, smooth. Pieces of taffy. They smell different. Yeah. They feel the same, but they smell different. In fact, you could close your eyes and close your ears and still be able to feel them and smell them and taste them. Remember what Maggie Stewart was singing yesterday? What do you hear when you close your eyes? When you close your eyes and listen. Well, you can close your eyes and your ears and still feel this taffy. And smell this taffy and taste this taffy. Well, I wanted to show you that taffy because Chef Brockett and a friend of his are making taffy at the bakery today. And I'd like you to see how they make taffy. Yeah. I wonder what the word for taffy is in Spanish. We can ask Jose when we get there. Come along to Chef Brockett's bakery.
Buenos días, Mr. Rogers.
Buenos días.
¿Cómo está usted?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Jose, I need to know the word for taffy.
Taffy.
You know the kind that they're making.
When I was a child, I used to call it melcocha.
Melcocha?
Yes.
Melcocha. Did you say that?
I don't know if other people call it something different, but for me, it is melcocha.
Well, that's fine for me. May I go back and see them making it?
Sure, go right ahead. Sure.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing? Don, you want to...
Yeah, look, that's
my television friend here.
Yeah. Ah. This is the way it is when it's real soft and it first is ready to work with.
Now, this is just from the stove,
is just off of the stove.
Yeah, it's hot, too. Okay.
I'll leave
the
knife here. We'll hold that.
Now, be careful if you move
it. I wanted you to see this.
May
I use it? See how that is?
Good?
Yes. So but then you have to let that get cool, don't you?
Right.
See, this is the beginning of taffy.
That looks like a good batch.
Now, how long will we have to let this cool before you can pull it?
About 15, 20 minutes. And then
has this been cooling for
this
about...
This one's almost ready to go on the machine. I'll try it. Put it right here, right?
Is it ready?
Put your arm.
Yeah.
Look how that goes.
Doesn't
around.
That look Isn't great? That look See how nice? It grabs it?
Could I have some color there going?
Yeah.
Make it a nice red color.
Okay.
Why don't you put some more on there?
Okay, can I put a little on?
Yeah.
Be careful, that machine.
Okay.
That's good. Real good.
See?
Well, that's a nice batch you made.
Yeah.
Very nice. How about that, Fred?
Great,
nice?
Jeff. Yeah. Now, some people pull the taffy by themselves.
Put some watermelon flavor in it now.
Okay.
We're going to make it watermelon, Fred.
Oh, good.
Watermelon. Yeah. Smell it.
Just like watermelon smell.
Okay.
Look at the lid on it.
Yeah.
Okay, that lid's been open. Okay. Just stick it
now, don't some people pull taffy themselves?
Yeah.
Not use a machine?
That's right. Real easy. Just a little bit.
Okay. Yep, you look a little bit of this like vanilla in it, just a little drop.
I just like to watch it go.
Yeah.
Smell that watermelon, huh?
Smells good.
Yeah.
And I like the color.
You're one of the best candy makers I ever met.
For a first time.
See how it's turning into taffy already?
Yeah. Could start to roll it up a little bit here, huh?
Yeah.
So that's how you...
This is beautiful candy.
Well, do you bring it off? What do you do, bring it off the machine?
As soon as it's ready, we're going to take it off the machine. We're going to roll it into little pieces like this.
Yeah.
I see.
It's another... A little while and we'll have it off the machine.
Good. Could I get another little piece like that? Oh, that's good. Fine. See?
We'll put some flour on our hands here.
Yeah.
So that we don't get real sticky.
Okay.
This is going
to
be
that's
ready.
That's starting to get ready. Right.
If we could move that over a little bit, we'll have more room there, Fred. That's good. Scrape right underneath it. Go right underneath it. There you go. There, still.
Hey. How's it taste?
That's delicious. Delicious.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, I like that other piece you gave me. Mm-hmm. I think this batch is even better.
Does our color look okay,
pulling
Norm?
Taffy.
Oh, yeah, that looks great.
How does the color look, Fred?
Beautiful.
Good.
You have another little piece to make?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good special things have happened in this bakery, haven't they?
I guess so.
It's just about ready to come off now. You ready to bring it off?
Yep. I just wanted to cut these little pieces.
Let's watch Jeff bring it off.
Okay. Taffy before it was just that loose, soft.
Look at that.
Stuff, and that's
no,
all
it's
together.
Watermelon taffy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that look good?
It really does. I want to save these pieces.
Okay, let's.
Why is he cut? Cut a big piece.
Okay, now I'll make it into a length, and as I run it, roll it down.
Mm-hmm.
You two. We'll cut it a little bit smaller.
I see.
Put this on her hand?
Mm-hmm. You do that in there.
Okay.
Go on, and I'll do this one up here. Just
roll it down,
roll it,
huh?
Yeah.
You can even help, Fred. Hey.
Okay. And when you get it to the right size you want, then you just start cutting it off into the little lumps.
Oh.
Okay, here.
I have another little knife back here. You can use the
other
one.
Why don't I help? Fred, you move over and I'll get this other. We can throw this on the machine later.
All right.
And we'll put this out of your way right now so we can do this.
Do you want to cut some pieces?
No, I'd just soon take them like this. Could I have some of these?
Sure. Oh, here, I'll give you a bag.
That's really nice.
There you go.
Taffy right from the machine.
How about
that's
that?
Great. Now I want to wipe my hands off.
Right from the machine.
You're going to be doing this all day.
Sure, we're going to.
We're going to make a match. We're going to feed all the kids in the city.
Well, I hope you have a good day, and I sure thank you for showing my friends and me this again.
Okay, Fred.
Take care.
We'll see you.
Come again.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye now.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye.
Come along. Melcocha, whole bag of it. Big Cooper, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to see you. Have you ever seen taffy being made?
No, I haven't.
Well, they're doing it back there. It'd be all right if he went back, wouldn't
it? Sure, Mr. Cooper.
Well, I'd be delighted to do so. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good day.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Au revoir, Jose. Adios, I mean. Melcocha. You know, some families make their own taffy. Taffy's different from every other candy. It's so smooth and chewy. It's fun to see them do that, wasn't it? Let's pretend that somebody puts taffy on the trolley and Lady Aberlin finds it. The person who puts it on could be Chef Brockett and he could be hiding. And Reardon could still be working on the opera in the neighborhood of make-believe. Are you ready for that? All right, let's have some make-believe together. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, I could hear you dinging clear inside, Charlie. What's that? Taffy? Where'd you get it? A secret? Who said so?
I did.
Oh, Chef Brockett, it's good to see you.
I thought you'd like to have some taffy.
Maybe we could use it in the new opera.
Swans and beavers and a wicked witch and an elephant.
Lady Aberlin.
Out here in the
Lady
castle
Aberlin.
Garden, we're working on some costumes today.
It's fun, huh?
Hey,
yeah.
Chef Brockett.
Hi.
Want to be in the new opera?
Well, sure. Who could I be?
Well, I found 3 swan costumes, and I'm going to be a swan, so we have 2 extras. Want to be a swan?
Yeah, let me try and I. The head part fits
good.
Okay.
Here are the wings. Put your arms in there.
Yeah. Little. I see. I'll have to practice with these.
All right, there's the other.
Okay. Good. That way. Oh, I'll need some help, huh? Good. That's great. Hey.
It's a perfect fit.
It really feels good. Forsooth, the mountains dip their toes in the lake.
You sound like a singing swan already.
Oh, Chef Brockett brought some of this taffy. Would you like some?
Well, I don't eat candy, thank you, but we could use it as part of the plot for the opera.
The Wicked Witch could have a taffy factory.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, who's going to be the Wicked Witch?
Well, Lady Elaine wants to be.
Has anybody seen Chef Brockett?
Here I am, Miss Polificate.
Well, aren't you the bird?
I'll have you know I'm a swan.
Well, the king wants to see you about baking something special for a meeting of state.
A meeting of state?
Mm-hmm. Come on, I'll help you get out of it. As a matter of fact, I might even try it on myself.
Well, there's a swan costume for you if you like the part, Miss Polificate. Why don't all 3 of us be swans in the opera?
Good.
Oh, how lovely. I'll do it.
Good.
Come on, Chef Brockett.
Okay. I'll see you.
Let's
let's go check and see how Lady Elaine's doing.
Well, that's a very good idea. Forsooth.
What's this?
What?
It's a key. I wonder who it belongs to.
Well, let's see. It's pretty close to the museum here. Maybe it belongs to Lady Elaine.
We'll see.
Singers of the Neighborhood Opera Company.
Greetings, Lady Elaine.
Yeah. Lady Elaine, does this key belong to you?
Where did you find it?
Over there.
Well, looks like an old one. I suppose it just doesn't fit anything.
Well, of course, I think we could use it somehow in the opera, don't you?
Hey.
It could be the key to another land.
Another land, aha! The other land where I could be the Wicked Witch.
And I could be in some sort of trouble, and you, Swan, could help me.
Yes, and you could even get to trust me so much that you might even fall asleep in my arms.
Oh, how lovely.
Sleep, my dear, I will keep watch. Sleep, my dear, watch and listen. That's what I'll do while you sleep, my dear. I'll take care of you.
Oh, what tones. What tones, I'll tell you. That beautiful.
Yes.
Say, is that taffy you have there?
Oh, it is. Would you like some?
The Wicked Witch likes taffy. Taffy, 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 I'll turn you into taffy.
Well, the king said I can be a swan in the opera.
Well, you look great in that costume.
Oh, thank you.
What about my costume, friends?
Oh, Mr. McFeely said that it would come at least by tomorrow.
I want it to look wicked. I think maybe I'll sing some numbers and act wicked.
Well, you go ahead, Lady Elaine. In the meantime, I've got to get back to my switchboard. I'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Toot-toot. Look at her swan. Swan pulification.
Swan.
One,
Mother
two,
Swan.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Woo, 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 woo. Seven, eight, nine, ten. Hee, 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 hee. Now, the next greatest singer will sing us something special. Take it away again, Reardon.
Well, would you like me to sing a swan song?
Swan song.
Oh, how would you do that?
Vasi katitan kalanda munda, landa tanka munda vasunta grata di wunda funda mun, grata da tanda landa, tanda, landa. Grata di ti farna larda sun.
Oh, it's beautiful. What does it mean?
It's my own song, and it means goodbye, as well as I know how to say.
Well, my friend, really? really well, my friend. Boy, I tell you, this is going to be something, isn't it, this opry of ours?
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful opry.
Yeah, well, I'll see you two tomorrow. My duty calls. Thanks for the taffy. One piece, please.
Welcome.
Thanks ever so
there
much.
There you go.
In with me. And toot toot to toot, both of you.
Toot toot
toot toot, 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 toot to you. How did that go?
Landa munda,
landa
tanka, munda vasunda, kratadi funda funda.
I like it.
Kratada la
la la la. Swan song.
Well, it's okay to eat taffy once in a while, but you wouldn't want to be taffy. You know the way people talk about a gingerbread man? Well, that's really a ginger cookie made to look like a man. You couldn't be a gingerbread boy or a gingerbread girl. No. And nobody could be a taffy boy or a taffy girl. I'd like to do some finger painting. Will you come with me to the kitchen? I think the colors of taffy remind me of finger paints. Just put a paper down. They're different kinds of finger paints. And different colors. Some of the fun about finger painting is mixing the colors together. Listen to that sound. See, this tube is almost empty. Ever make sounds like that with tubes? Okay. Now, it's called finger painting because you paint with your fingers. That feels cool. Designs you can make. Out at the edge.
almost wipe off your fingers. I remember when my sons used to bring finger paintings home to show. My wife and me. I was always proud to see what they had made. With just little dabs of paint and their own fingers. Look at the finger painting, fish. I guess the best part of a finger painting is the feel of it while you're doing it. It's about time for me to go today. There's the bag that I brought with me. There's the bag that I got from the Brockets. Two bags. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. Just the way you are right now. And just the way you're growing. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of public television stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.